Eko Ile Eko Akete. Hey guys, podcasting from Lagos. Crew, this is the Round Talk, and I am your host for today, Adeon Ikpekun Harmony. And I'm here with the most amazing crew and set you could ever have. And on the set with me today is the really, really amazing, intelligent, and beautiful Alimat Magaji. And also, I have. Moving on to Besson OG. Guys, today we'll be talking about Dirty Pig. Wash your hands and everything in between. Women, men, and dirty behaviors, sexual or not. I mean, share your personal experience. Hi, Alimat, what you have to say about that? Because I know that you're pretty, a lot of guys are going to be nasty, and a lot of stuff are going to be happening. So, what's up?
Oh my God. Harmony, you're so annoying. But I love you. All right. So, Dirty. Okay, let's not even start with the sexual ones. I was at a shoot the other day. As you guys know, I model sometimes. That's my backup cash flow. It's not my actual profession, please. So don't call me a model outside. I model sometimes, and I was at a shoot, and then we're just gisting and all of that. And this guy was telling me about his friend who is a runs girl, and she went to Dubai, and then from Dubai they transported her to Saudi Arabia, where she was asked to eat their feces, their poop, for a certain amount of money. And guess what? She did it. So I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. If a Saudi Arabian queen, Fisayo, should approach you and ask you to eat her poop for about $1 million, would you do it?
Hello, guys. I probably will, don't lie.
Harmony, will you do it?
There is no amount you can say. Shit is shit. Like, first off, how do I know that if I eat that shit, my destiny has not gone? And how many years am I going to spend that $1 million? Please, though, we will not chop shit. Moving on.
Personally, for
Besson,
me,
will you do it?
I'll ask for what cutlery she prefers. If she prefers me to use my hand or a fork, I'm diving in.
You know, when we're children, yeah, we didn't know shit or shit. We can see shit and say, oh my God, I'm struggling. Did we die?
We not die.
Did we die?
When I was a kid, I did not see shit and said, oh my God, chocolate. Stop it. Do not ruin childhood for people.
You don't know.
I did not do that. Halima, did you do that?
No, I didn't.
I mean,
you don't know. My guy.
A small kid that actually poops in their nappy. You don't see them putting hand in their nappy to actually taste it.
My guy. Let me tell you why the child do not put his hand in and shit.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. When any adult or parent sees shit, wants to vomit, the child associates that response towards disgust.
No, my daddy does not like a ready. When he sees it, he's like, what are you saying? So you want to tell me that a 3 weeks baby knows expression of
Do you know about urine therapy?
That's urine therapy.
No. I was actually about to bring that up. Apart from, that's the reason why I started with shit. Now, shit is different from urine. Do you know you can drink your urine?
Yes,
I want to
know. Exactly. Is he like an excretion?
But you can't eat your shit.
I'm telling you, nobody has brought it up to me. Nobody has brought $1 million and put it in my front and said, boy, eat this my shit. And
but if they do, that's the question.
If they do and I see the money, I will chop it. So
yeah, because... He said he was going to do it.
He said he was going to do it.
So my point is, if I eat shit, I won't die.
Okay, let's put that aside.
All right.
I've also heard of people. I've also heard of people who, while they were being sexually active and all of that, they were in the process of sex. The guy will probably pee into the girl's vagina or mouth.
Yeah, that's like some sort of fetish. I've heard a lot about it.
Okay,
actually.
So could you?
No, I read a story somewhere whereby the man cannot make love if a monkey he's not in the room.
Monkey?
So they leash a monkey to a bedpost. He cannot get up if he doesn't, if there's no monkey present.
Okay, but like...
Like an actual living monkey.
Okay, but Besson, if you were a girl and a guy like tries to, you guys are in the middle of a sexual activity, and a girl, and the guy that you're in the middle of a sexual activity with, if you were a girl, tries to pee into your mouth.
No, ma, or... I will slap the living daylight out of her.
But what's the difference between that and his sperm?
Pee is excreta. I don't know if you know. It's waste product.
Wait,
I don't want no waste product
from
me.
Sperm is not excreta.
Okay, I would like to ask,
no, pee.
No, but sperm is not.
No.
But when you get sexual pleasure, what comes out of it? What excretes from your sexual pleasure?
It's sperm, bro. Just chill. Just chill. You... I really, people haven't figured out what, what's that thing when, like, when women, what's it called, that thing when they, like, they start gushing out.
When they squirt.
Squirt, yeah. So people haven't been, like, I listen to, like, I listen to stuff, and I know that people, doctors haven't been able to differentiate between, like, urea and squirting. What's in the difference?
It's
what's
a mixture. I think squirts personally is a mixture of your orgasm releasing and pee together.
Yeah, so, and you know, guys, some guys bathe in that shit.
Exactly.
I tell you, I kid you not. So, like,
but I find it disgusting, but exactly.
So,
so all this thing that you passed in, I'm actually getting scared because, honey, what is squirting?
Whatever, if like say you don't know, as in that.
No, but no, I'm very serious. See, let me tell you something.
Let Halima, like, Halima is
serious.
Let her, like, explain.
Serious
what...
note, I feel like the reason for this podcast is actually to cut across everybody. And there is a percentage of people that actually has an experience. I mean, as old as I am, I wouldn't lie to you, I'm not so old. I don't even know what a squirting, what squirting is. I don't know what squirting is.
What did you say?
I'm not saying that on mic.
You're not saying what on mic?
What I said.
She said she hasn't squirted before.
I haven't squirted.
Which is normal because they said like.
So
only
how many is right? Because
women,
a larger percentage of women,
yes,
have not experienced,
haven't experienced that. Nobody knows why, because like they haven't researched it enough. So,
no, I think it's because they. I think squirting comes from the. You know, have you ever seen a graph?
Yeah.
So when there's a graph and then there's like the optimal level.
Mm-hmm.
So like I think they haven't reached like the climax of orgasm. Not orgasm. They haven't reached the climax. So I think squirting is the climax of orgasm. So I think...
I really don't know. So I can't give you that.
Best graduating student, Halima Mogaj.
You're so stupid.
Okay, I want to share my own experience. It's not really dirty. No, my own experience.
It's for women only.
My own experience about
guys don't
dirty,
squirt.
Dirty.
Guys squirt.
Guys don't squirt, bro.
I don't squirt, but I have someone that. I'm serious. I have some.
Adole
me. Actually, like.
Adole.
Don't you get? See, let me tell you something. I'm actually telling you this. Actually, like, no, it's.
But then I think that if we think that squirting, hold on. I think that harmony, hold on. I think that if we say that squirting is women's, you know, their orgasm thing, maybe their egg or whatever it is that they release when they have an orgasm, and the urine coming out together, then squirting for men should be cum and urine coming out together. Harmony, what are you showing them?
Okay, moving on.
Wait.
Okay, this is another one. Do you think fucking a woman on her period is nasty?
Oh,
do you think fucking a woman on her period is dirty?
No, I don't think
it is. Dirty pig.
I feel that shaming.
No, it's not dirty.
No, let me tell you.
Funny enough, you know, people say that. I know, I'm never, like I said, I'm like a virgin. I'm so proud of it. But I hear that people say that, girls, they get horny when they are. So
period.
If your wife is on her period and she's really craving for you, I
see no reason why you shouldn't.
Do you get? Do
as
you
long
get,
as you can keep it clean,
clean
and tidy.
What do you mean by?
Will she be having flow that time?
So,
how
yes.
does it work?
Oh my God,
yes.
You guys, my down
so,
there feels so very uncomfortable having this conversation
so
with four men in the room.
I really can't read a conversation I have with a lady. She's my friend, and I'm sure she doesn't even mind if I read it.
Don't mention her name.
Why would I mention her name? I'm not stupid. So, she said she... Okay, I'm sorry for thinking you said I said you were stupid. So, what she said is that she's like, Okay, she sent her the voice note, so I can't say it. But she said that. What do you mean that you do not understand when girls want to have sex on their period? Because that serves as an extra lubrication. And then
Can you have breakfast without brushing your teeth?
Do you, how many times do you brush a day?
The morning and at night sometimes.
Don't lie to yourself.
Morning.
Yes.
No, I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, okay. I just want to let you.
Don't beat me up. Now, leave me.
Sorry. I'm sorry. So
better.
So if you brush in the morning and at night after you eat and you go to bed.
Right.
Your mouth should still be somewhat fresh.
It's not going to be somewhat fresh. You slept for almost 8 hours or 7 hours. You were not choking, bruv.
So how do you think?
I'm a woman that all like people that do like this cover door and when they are sleeping. You don't see the map on their face.
I'm just letting you know that you can brush after you have your breakfast and still have a clean mouth.
Yes. I'll be honest with you guys.
I can't swallow my spit.
We don't know what time you eat before you go to sleep.
I have eaten breakfast.
That's your preference.
I have eaten breakfast without brushing my teeth.
I'm moving on to another
I don't
dirty,
think it's dirty.
I'm moving on to another dirty behavior.
Oh, man, you don't look at me like that. You still love me.
Okay, guys, I'm moving on to another dirty...
my sugar daddy, big daddy, how many?
I'm moving on to another topic. Okay, there was this man I met after youth service. After youth service. He was quite older. I used to work with him. And anytime I'm going out for evening hangouts, you say, Tim, talk about how far? Mommy, one more now. I'll say, sir.
I know your wife.
I know his wife. I know his kid. His kid is like my age mate. You see, I will tell him, Omosi. And this Monday, the man said, then I came out with a friend of mine, light skin, somewhat young, like she was like 19, 20, 21. She was like strictly platonic friend. Strictly platonic friend. And then he saw and he was like, Tim Tokwe, this is how I want them. And he opened up to me right there and then. He was saying he likes his girls light skin, not older than 20. And I was disturbed. Not because 20 is not an age old enough. It's the fact that somebody that old has a preference for light skin girls that are below 20.
No.
I just felt disturbed.
I don't agree with it.
With me or him?
I don't agree with that opinion.
Whose opinion exactly? Mine?
I don't agree with the fact that a man that is about 40... How old was he?
He's probably 40, 45.
I don't agree with the fact that a man that's about 40, 45 shouldn't date someone that's 20.
I mean, if you are interested in young girls, you get...
As long as it's consensual and she's above 18, go ahead and do your fucking thing.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. Amuni, do you have anything to discuss about dirty behaviors, all of that?
Do not chew gum and stick it under your chair.
I'm so sorry, I just want to quickly say something. And also, as long as he's not married.
Oh.
So if you're single, you're above 40.
Did you catch the part where I said, I know his wife and his kid?
No, that's a problem. But you did not say you had a problem with the fact that... You said you had a problem with the fact that an older guy was going for a 20-year-old. There's no problem with that if he's single. If he's married, there's a huge problem with that.
Oh, okay. Amuni, shoot.
Like I said, don't chew gum and stick it under your chair. Do not be nasty. Do not be rude to people. Do not talk with food in your mouth, even though sometimes I tend to do it. When someone is talking... do not try to talk over them. Aside that, before when I was a busser, I used to call it busser, like I want to jump.
Can I point out the fact that you literally talk over people on this podcast?
I do not talk over people. No, this podcast is a different interaction.
Okay.
I'm saying when you're having a conversation with someone, you do not talk over them. And actually, I've actually been quite a listener, actually. You know me, my normal element, I would have been screaming and waking down the house, but then that's that. There was a point in my life when I used to take bus every time, and people literally raise their armpits over other people's head. That's the most disgusting thing and the most dehumanizing thing ever. Do not ever enter a bus, a public transport, and raise your fucking goddamn armpits. Fucking stick it to your fucking self. And I'm so glad that there's COVID, so everybody can wear face masks, so you can let your fucking smelling breath smell to you and choke you to death. Have a great day.
I have a question now that he brought that up. So there was a conversation that was going on Twitter, about how guys were finally realizing that, you know, that stuff that they used to do in secondary school to girls. I don't know if any of you participated in it, where you go behind a girl and try to, you know, grind her or dry hump her for fun. No. maybe on the line, calf line or stuff. Maybe your guys would dare you.
Yeah, it used to be a thing back then.
A lot. Cafeteria, bruv. Food. Okay, so you go to the calf line or the dining hall line and then you try to dry. Do you think that's a dirty behavior?
I think it's just useful exuberance. I mean, most of them that did it then don't do it anymore. At that age, all of us we just get into our souls. I'm not going to deny that. We got caught.
I think it's very dirty and I think it's very stupid.
I'm not
And if you're a young boy who's listening to this, don't think it's youthful exuberance. It's not youthful exuberance. It's stupidity at its highest and it's a very dirty behavior that you need to go against.
Okay, so,
because it is not consensual and it is sexual harassment.
Okay, so from a boys only school that I went to a mixed school because of some complications in my former school anyways. So In the mixed school that I went to, I experienced what you're talking about. Like the boys could stand by the door and wait for girls to pass. Like they could like choke the door so that everybody can be rushing. Then they would try to like be trying to use. I never really understood what they were doing, to be honest. So, thank you. So I saw it as they were joking.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing was that the girls used to just laugh about it. No girl, and I'm talking from my school, from my own personal experience. The girls would just say, this guy, you're a stupid guy, what's not this? But up till today, I don't understand how guys sat down with their sense and say, okay, let's enjoy the fact that people are passing our front with Nyash and all this kind of stuff. So, I don't want to give them a pass that, I think our parents should be able to educate us.
Yes.
Since that's where we're coming from. Your parents at home should be able to educate you that, this is wrong. This is sexual harassment.
Yes.
There's one advert that came out for, like, the government of New Zealand that they said, like, they showed... Have you seen that advert before?
No.
That, like, two people came to the door. They were stark naked and they knocked the door. And the mother opened it and they were naked because they were pornographic. They were those guys that act pornography. And they're like, your son was watching pornography. I wanted to come and explain to him the methods we did before we got here. That was a mode of the government trying to explain to the children, to the parents, that your children watch pornography, even if it's not in your front, but he's about to watch it. So, like, you guys should have this discussion earlier on so that you can explain to them that, you don't just come and just grab a girl's breast
I think
everything starts with like teaching the children. If the children have to learn from other children that are crazy or that other children that they would think is a normal behavior and they would think that we're just young guys, we just have to do this.
Yeah.
So I will not 100% blame them if they've grown up to understand that this was a wrong activity and they move on with their life.
Mm-hmm. Any other dirty behaviors that we are aware of?
Dirty behaviors.
Yes. I kind of feel like if you say for you, I feel like a lot of things would actually like be repulsive and you'd have experienced. I mean, we're talking about it generally. We're talking about it from eating habits to relationships with friends and family to aunties and uncles.
What I totally don't like is people touching me. Like, if I don't know you and you are trying to, like, let's say, as my guy, I believe in slapping the hell out of each other. But if I don't know you, are meeting you for the first time and you are touching me or you are do you get all this kind of touch? I hate that with my destiny. Like, please just don't, like, I don't know you enough for you to be touching me. Please, I beg you, don't touch me. And I let some people know. Some people, I just know that this is the last time I'm being in your vicinity to change your attitude towards this. Also, what I don't like girls hitting me. No matter how funny I may be at the point in time, like, girls like hitting me and you're a stupid boy, all those things. It sounds good sometimes, like, oh my goodness, you are so funny, I'm making her hit you, and guys will take that advantage. Also, guys are so stupid that they take the advantage of those kind of things and say that, oh my goodness, she likes you so much, move on to her, and that might be her mode of expressing it. And she might also think that, she's very close to you, so she should be able to, like, Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get your point. I get your point.
So like, nobody asking. I'm just.
No. I get your point. Totally valid.
Mm. So what about? So you've not said any bad habits. You know what I mean? I mean, you're a very, very. I feel like you're a general.
Also, one of my pet peeves is like eating loudly, like smacking.
Yeah, I'm only said that. Your loud munching thing. It's really disgusting.
I mean, for loud munching, I just like it just screams dirt. It screams classless. It screams. Can you just stop being a ruminant animal? Like, can you just stop being a fucking goat?
So, on the opposite end, I don't like it personally, but in the Japanese culture, when you smack when you are eating,
it feels the feeling.
No. Yes, it is a cultural thing that shows. Yes, that states to the chef that, oh, this food is very delicious and we appreciate your. You should research it and check it out.
No, I know. I mean, I believe you. Yes, I believe you're vast in that. But what I'm saying is, I'm very sure it's just when you say, chef, proton, they should not be doing.
It should not throughout the meal, right?
So I feel like it's going to be like, oh, hey, chef, why you chat? That is it. That should be the end, eh?
So that can be your own. That can be your own. Like interpretation of it, but people.
Well, today has been very, very fun. We are so excited that we still have you guys. It's been an amazing time today talking about dirty habits and you being a dirty pig. And like my favorite character in Sex Education, he said, don't be a dirty pig, wash those hands. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, I still remain Adeonik Begon Harmony. And this is The Round Talk. See you next time. Love always. From the crew and the team. Bye.